Good morning. It is a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Several nights of unrest in major cities and smaller cities across the country, our region, and in New York. Why don't we start with the protests in New York City?
Yeah, for a second straight day, there were sort of violent confrontations erupting across the city, different parts of the city. There was a protest across Manhattan Bridge. You know, it's kind of a fluid situation. There are incidences of window breakings and store lootings and sometimes a split between people who are peacefully protesting and those who are using the opportunity to loot. It is a situation that kind of changing each day. I think folks have seen the video of the police squad car driving into a crowd in the city. Governor Cuomo has asked the Attorney General's office, Letitia James, to investigate. Meanwhile, we've seen even upstate some confrontations between police and protesters. Albany saw that over the weekend. That led the Albany mayor to impose a curfew at 7 o'clock last night. Schenectady also imposed a curfew, even though there were not similar confrontations. So it's a situation that's feeling very up in the air right now as we move into Monday.
Meanwhile, you've got a pandemic, COVID-19, that continues, and you're seeing a sharp increase in, what did you say, overdoses?
That's right. On Long Island, there's been new statistics where we're seeing overdoses are up 50% in Nassau County over the same time period over this part of the year compared to last year, 40% in Suffolk. And law enforcement officials are blaming the pandemic. They're saying that people are struggling with anxiety and loneliness and unemployment, maybe seeing an increase in drug use. And at the same time, you're seeing the supply of heroin and other drugs maybe cut with fentanyl. And so that's kind of all in this deadly combination, resulting in a sharp increase in overdoses. Meanwhile, the overall numbers or the overall trend with coronavirus continues to be a slow decline, only 56 deaths statewide Sunday, compared to in April when we were seeing 800 or so a day. That's still a slow, steady decline over the weeks here.
He is Yancey Roy, the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read these stories and more at newsday.com. Yancey, stay safe. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.